There is something new going on at the site of the new Hopkins County Jail, and we learn more from County Judge Robert Newsom.
They're starting to dig piers, and that's a real advance for us. As you know, we've been held up by the findings that we keep making out there, and again, that's not completely finished, the part of digging up, but we hope we've finished what's in the past, and there won't be any more new discoveries in the future. So we're actually working on the very north end, still digging and still hauling dirt out and bringing dirt in. But on the south side, which is still north of the current jail, on the south side, we started putting in piers today, which we're going to put in a little over 100. I think it's 103 piers that will support the foundation of the jail. Now, the people of Hopkins County need to know that this jail is really a special jail. It's going to be supported by concrete foundation, concrete walls, concrete ceiling. It is amazingly secure facility, but it takes a lot of foundation to do that. So we'll have a little over 100 of these piers, and they started digging them today. They think they can have this done. They're trying by the end of the week, if possible, possibly into next week, to finish the piers.
You indicated that maybe that they could do as many as 30 a day or something?
Yes, they're hoping to do 30 a day. Now, they were working on the first one a while ago. Mm-hmm. They said the first one will be kind of, we get everything situated. But once they get rolling, it'll be really amazing to watch them work. And the citizens are welcome to come down. They have to stay on the other side of the fence, mm-hmm. but they can actually watch as they go through this process.
Will these go deep in the ground?
Yes, they're going. Some is going as far as 20 and even up to 30 feet in certain areas where we've had to dig out. We lost some foundation support by the digging we had to do, which is never as good as the dirt that had been untouched. But we're able to get it in, and it's just going to take a little more concrete than we'd anticipated.
Now, because of the digging and you know, going testing everything and all that you've had, you are a little bit behind schedule as we speak.
I talked to the construction folks last week, and it looks like we're 11 days behind schedule.
KSST News.